Claren Health Plan phone line and talk with Mark Reinstein. He is the president and CEO of the Mental Health Association in Michigan. Mark, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What does the Mental Health Association in Michigan do?
We are a statewide nonprofit. We're the oldest nonprofit for mental illnesses in Michigan. And we do public policy analysis and work at the state government level, even though we're not part of state government, trying to influence state laws, rules, regulations pertaining to mental health.
Where do you get your funding?
We get our funding from some from the United Ways, some from grants, contributions, memberships, special events. It's a real mixture.
Do you believe that the protections for people with epilepsy, mental illness, are under attack by the state health department?
Yes. Their access to medications for their conditions is under attack by the State Department of Community Health. We have had a law in Michigan, actually two laws, since 2004, that protect access in the Medicaid program to medications for five vulnerable health conditions: mental illness, epilepsy, HIV/AIDS, cancer, and organ replacement therapy. Ever since those laws took effect, the Department of Community Health has repeatedly gone to the legislature and tried to get the legislature to undo those laws. The department's always been unsuccessful. The latest version of their attack, if you will, is they have had two bills introduced in the House recently that would leave the protections for HIV/AIDS, for organ replacement therapy, and for cancer, but they would take away the protections from mental illness and epilepsy, reducing the options that people with those conditions have in working with their doctors to select medications for their conditions.
Why would the state take funding away from these people?
The department says that this will save a small amount of money, relatively small amount of money, less than $6 million state general fund. But they've never made the documentation of their figures public. Even if their figures are accurate, that is a really small amount in terms of overall state government. They will wind up, we will all wind up spending more on dealing with the negative consequences, increases in homelessness, psychiatric hospitalizations, incarceration of persons with mental health conditions, increased visits to the emergency room, and on and on and on. I really think that for the department, they're a little bit out of control on this issue, and I think where they're coming from is they aren't used to being beaten as cleanly and thoroughly as they were by the advocacy community back in 2004 when these protection laws were enacted. And ever since then, they have spent an inordinate amount of time, too much time, forcing us to spend too much time on it, trying to get these laws undone.
Is there a central figure who's trying to take away the funding for folks with epilepsy and mental illness?
Well, I believe it's the administrative leadership of the Department of Community Health. You know, interestingly, the department's own advisory council on mental illness is against this and has told the department so. And I was counting it up the other day. There are 18 state and national groups that have come out against the House bills that the department has gotten introduced. And on the other side of the fence, who is supporting these laws? Only the Department of Community Health Administration. So I ask the rhetorical question, are all of the opponents wrong while the department's administration alone is right?
There will be a news conference on the Department of Community Health's move to save less than $6 million by denying effective prescription medications to Michigan residents with mental illness and or epilepsy. That's House Bill 4733 and 4757 would remove Medicaid the drug access protections for individuals with these chronic conditions. And the press conference starts at 9:30. Tell us about it. You've got some pretty prominent support that's going to be there with you.
Oh, yes. We have a broad coalition of mental illness and developmental disability groups that are putting this on. The Michigan Psychiatric Society will be speaking. A judge from Metro Detroit area will be speaking to talk about what she sees in her courtroom in terms of people presenting with mental illness and the importance of medications for treating mental illness. We'll have a mental health services recipient who takes medications for both mental illness and epilepsy speaking about the importance of open access to him. We'll also have someone from the Michigan affiliate of National Alliance on Mental Illness speaking. So it's a powerful group. It's a powerful issue. People with mental illness and epilepsy are highly, highly dependent on medications as part of their course of treatment. There's great variability in the way that different individuals react to different psychiatric drugs. What works for person A who walks in the clinic door with schizophrenia may not work for person B who walks in 10 minutes later with the same diagnosis. And this is going to, if the department succeeds, and I don't think they will, it's not only going to hurt people, but again, it's going to cost all of us way more than any small amount that this might save.
And I would ask you, final question for you, how we're going to pay for this. If we're worried about feeding our kids, a lot of folks don't have jobs. It seems like everything has to get cut, including this, with all due respect. How do we pay for this?
Well, first of all, there are four major mental health drugs that don't have generic equivalents yet. And the laws that exist right now give protection to drugs that don't have generics. In other words, if you don't get that drug, that's the only form of the drug you could get right now. Four major mental health drugs that don't have generics right now will lose their patent exclusivity within the next half year, and therefore will then have generic competitors. That alone will save the state over the $6 million it alleges it might save in reduced pharmaceutical costs. There's also a special program the state ran with the support of the mental health community called the Pharmacy Quality Improvement Project that in a recent four-year period saved the state $18 million by looking at prescriptions electronically and picking out prescriptions that didn't seem to make sense or seem to represent safety concerns. And then the state would communicate with the prescribing doctors. Again, four-year period, that saved $18 million. The state stopped that program. We have also made other suggestions to the state as to things they can do for pharmacy efficiency and some pharmacy savings, but they don't seem interested in exploring any of those with us. So this $6 million, up to $6 million alleged savings is kind of a sham.
All right. The news conference.
We think so.
All right. The news conference is set for this morning at 9:30 a.m. at the State Capitol Building, room 402. And that will be starting, as we mentioned, at 9:30 sharp. Mark Reinstein is the president and CEO of the Mental Health Association. Mark, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to